So I guess we just start talking then.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey. Hi. Hi. So this is going to be difficult because, I'm James.
Yeah, and I'm Robert.
And we sound exactly the same.
Well, my voice is nasally. My voice comes out my nose.
Well, I thought mine was nasally and whiny as well.
I didn't say whiny.
Oh.
I never once said whiny.
Oh, okay. It's just we're potentially a little bit whiny. So listen.
Yes.
This is our podcast.
It is. Here we are.
Here we are. It is called The Double Cleanse.
Because there's two of us.
Because there's two of us. And of course, double cleansing is important for both removal of makeup and it's a skincare step.
Yes.
Yes. And it's weird. We actually asked, didn't we? We went on Instagram. We were like, What's a good podcast name? Or what do you think is going to be a good podcast name? Mm. The amount of people that said The Double Cleanse made me suspicious. So we Googled it, didn't we?
We did. Still... I hope I Googled it right and like no one's doing it. But here we are. Sue us.
Yeah,
no,
don't sue us. Doing it. Yeah, no, don't. That's not an invite to sue us at all, I must say.
Oh, before we go into anything else, let's just talk about our really cute... artwork for our podcast. We're so happy with it. It looks so so cute.
It's like spooky cute, which is what we like. Cute.
It's perfectly us. And it was done by an artist called Jean Jones. She is an illustrator. She does clothes, pins, like resin, like jewelry,
yeah,
and things like that.
They're really, really cute.
But yeah, you can. Her Instagram is Jeannie J. It's GeenieJay. And then her Etsy shop, she has a really cute Etsy shop with artwork on there as well, which is Jeannie J, how I just spell it, .etsy.com. So go and
check
look
it out.
At it. If you like the artwork, it's beautiful. I have some of her pins, actually. I bought the one that's little haunted house with ghosts coming out, and I got two little ghost ones. And
it was really weird because I added you in her artwork, and then I saw, looked at your story, and it was there.
Everything.
Yeah. But I looked, and then I saw that you'd actually already bought stuff.
Yeah.
But we, on our podcast Instagram account, we're probably not going to be following too many people, but we will be following her. So definitely, you can find her profile through there if you can't be bothered to try and type it out. But so cute. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank
for
you.
That is beautiful.
We love it.
Love it. So I guess we just really should talk about why we're doing the podcast.
Absolutely.
Go on then.
Oh, me? Okay. So we thought we would do this podcast because obviously James specializes in skincare and I specialize in makeup and things surrounding the general area. So we wanted to get together over Skype and make a podcast for you guys to... I don't know, I guess learn with us and, you know, answer your questions in a way that's more, I guess we can answer your questions more this way. We get so many questions on our individual YouTube channels, and this way we can create a whole episode that you can keep referring back to or whatever, you know, it's like...
I think it's nice for us to have another platform as well where we can talk a little bit more about, you know, less about product reviews and makeup tutorials and more about the industry as a whole and kind of also engage with you guys more than just answering your questions. Because a big part will be answering your questions and we'll have like a Q&A episode. But we also want to bring you into the conversation and every week on our Instagram. What is it, Robert?
Let me check. It's new.
Have a check. Every week on our Instagram, we're going to be asking a question that we want you to answer and to help to kind of like get you guys in on the conversation as well. So we'll be reading out your answers and you know, referring to different opinions and things like that. Who are we to be doing this?
Well, let me first of all just say our Instagram is the Double Cleanse Podcast. That's the Instagram, just all one big long word. Yes, sorry, James, you were saying, who am I? Who am I?
Who are you?
Okay, so I'll start with who am I am. So I'm Robert, I'm a makeup artist, and I've been doing makeup for about 12 years. All kinds of makeup, so different areas of makeup. And now I have my YouTube channel, I do that full time now. That's who I am. That's my whole life.
That's literally 31 years in a nutshell.
Yeah,
Also, like, you know, what did you do as makeup? Obviously, you worked in makeup retail, but you were obviously there at Fashion Week as well.
Yeah, I've done, obviously, like, the whole retail thing, but editorial stuff, obviously, like, weddings, private clients, a lot. I've done a lot.
Yeah, you've been doing it for such a long time. Okay, so let me tell you who I am. My name is James Welsh. I'm James. So I have quite a weird background in a lot of things by accident.
Yeah.
So I, first of all, studied editorial and advertising photography at Université, which was mainly with a focus on fashion and beauty photography. So advertising, obviously, so any advert you see, basically, where we studied a lot about digital retouching and manipulation and obviously photography. It was a photography course, as well as like history about photography, all that kind of stuff. Then we moved to the Big Schmauk. No,
is the Big Schmauk.
Is that New York?
No, that's the Big Apple. Wait, oh. Is it also? I don't know.
I don't know. We moved to London. where the plan was to assist and become a photographer. I did the assisting for free, but I never became a photographer because I gave up. Because like everybody and their mother wanted to be a photographer.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to do retouching. I loved it so much. But through retail, I became a personal shopper. And then I did that for like 4 years. I can't remember. Personal shopper.
It was a long time.
Yeah. So we'd shop for and with celebrities. We'd like close down the shop for them and stuff. But then we'd also style TV programs, TV shows, music videos. The place I worked for was an official sponsor of Fashion Week, so we did a lot of Fashion Week stuff as well. And then I moved over to ASOS to become a personal shopper, and then whatever happened there, I don't know what the fuck that was.
That was the time of your life.
It was the time of my life. But that's how I got into YouTube, and then, like, I talk about fashion on that, but people would always ask me about skincare, and they didn't really like me talking about skincare because at the time it was mainly clothing. Yeah. And I started my own YouTube channel, and then basically I like to focus on more what it means to be an influencer nowadays, if that makes sense, and how it works. And you know, I do feel like with my background and stuff, I've worked with a lot of different brands, so I kind of like know how they work, if that makes sense. I don't have any degrees in any kind of skincare stuff. I just own a lot of skincare. I've tried a lot of stuff, and I have very close relationships with brands and chemists and a few like cosmetic scientists and stuff, who I always talk to, and people that work for the big companies as well, who I get to talk to about their products and formulations and stuff. So I'm in quite a good lucky space to talk about skincare.
And I think that's kind of what we both aim to do. If we have so many years experience in different parts of each kind of
it's kind of like fashion and beauty in general.
Yeah, like, that we can kind of like share that knowledge a little bit more and our experience. And
I think like a lot of our, like especially our YouTube channels, I think a lot of people think we're trying to like expose people and things, which we're not really. And as you always say in your videos, we're not here to spill tea and stuff. It's just how it goes.
I literally hate that phrase. I just think it's the dumbest thing ever. It's just how life is. And I think we're at this stage in makeup. I had an interview with the BBC and and they were kind of like talking about how the industry is changing quite a bit. But we're going to do an episode about that anyway.
Yeah.
And it's kind of got to this point where we rely so much, not just in makeup, not just in beauty, news, things like that. We rely so much on what we see online and take it as fact and take it as you know, the right thing to do, that everything becomes kind of confused. And at the moment I'm in this headspace where I feel like everything's a lie, you know.
But then that's what it is. It's just advertising. And that's the thing with my background in advertising, I recognize how that's just moved from the TV and magazines onto video and Instagram. Do you know what I mean? So it's the same shit, just different platforms. And I feel like, you know, there was this whole movement, like Dove did that whole body positivity movement. Yes. And they were like one of the first people to really do it. That's when people woke up to digital retouching and like slimming down on models. And I feel like now that's just starting to rehappen again over on Instagram. And people are not being called out for it, but there's just light needs to be shone on it. I don't think any of it's wrong.
I think it's different in a way. Not that money hasn't always been involved in advertising, but when it reaches such a wide range of people, let's say for example with makeup, if you see these crazy videos where, you know, they're using something in the wrong way, it's such a false version of advertising, and yeah. it's such a intense way to advertise something that it I forgot what I was saying.
I mean, that will do.
Oh, money.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like you're throwing your money at something that you don't know really what it is or how it's going to benefit you, or is it going to benefit you because somebody's lying to you because they're being paid to, you know? So it's difficult. Not everyone is, you know.
But this is the thing as well, is like online advertising as far as influencers go is still pretty new. So really within only the last year have the rules been very clear, but people still don't abide to them because they're not as strict and regulated as they are online.
Exactly.
So, you know, if there's a sponsored product on a TV show, you get that P in the top corner if it's in the UK, don't you? If you see whereas all we have to do is put #ad but people still aren't doing it.
People won't do it. Yeah,
so it's just things like that that we're here to talk about and not expose anything, but just tell you how things work as far as that side of things goes. But then we're also going to be talking about the makeups and the skincare and what's exciting, what's new and what's worth keeping an eye on, and what
we
want basically bullshit.
Exactly. We want everyone to love, you know, skincare and love makeup and love the beauty industry and not feel like you have to buy something to be included in that, or you have to do something a certain way to be included in that, or you have to see something a certain way to be included in the industry.
Yeah. But I must warn you, I love consumerism. We'll buy anything. But it's never because, like, I was about to say, it's never because we're convinced by adverts to buy it. It's because I just love collecting shit.
Have you ever been so convinced, either by an advert or by a YouTube video or something, that you've bought something?
Yes, quite a few. I'm actually posting a video about it this week, but there was one product from Glossier that their marketing was just so good. I was like, oh, that sounds nice, knowing in the back of my head, like, that never was. But the only product that I've really, really been convinced to buy because of the advert was the Nivea Chapstick. That Brown Eyed Girls K-pop advert jingle.
Exactly.
It was just in my head, and I just kept buying Nivea for like a year after that.
I think I went and bought every single Nivea Chapstick, and I was acting like they were limited edition products. Like, I'll go to one, like a drugstore, like Boots, and I'll be like, oh my god, but they don't have the one I saw online, so I'll go to another place and get them, like these limited edition lip balms that are just there all the time and have been forever.
Like cucumber and mint, and it's always there. You just don't see it in every shop. Yeah.
Exactly.
But that's the thing, for people listening, if you go on YouTube and type in Brown Eyed Girls Nivea, there's an advert with a song that was just stuck in our head for the longest time, and we bought so much Nivea chapped.
It was insane. Yeah. I was fooled by a certain YouTuber.
Are you okay?
I'm not okay, and I don't think I will be. A certain eye primer that I bought that everyone raved about, and everyone was so, like, you know,
say
into
who
it.
Who was the YouTuber?
So it's Nikki Tutorials.
Oh, yeah.
And she used the this eye primer. Everyone, if you're into makeup online, then you know the P. Louise eyeshadow primer, which is basically it was like a remake of a MAC Select Cover Up Concealer. Which is a concealer, so it's not an eye primer. And everyone was raving about it. So I was like, let me get it. So when it came 3 months later, because she kept making up excuses, it was just one of the worst products I think I've ever used. But it's so overhyped. And that's another thing I think that happens in like online buying things. When something is overhyped, you believe everyone. Yeah. And I think there's this almost element of, to a point where even if you don't like it, you still feel you have to say you like it. Mm. Or you still feel you have to say it's a good product because everyone else is, you know? It's peer pressure.
This is like, when do you trust like what an influencer says? Because I've known people to pretend to like a product just because they want to be on the brand's good books. I couldn't give a shit.
Oh, I couldn't care.
Only because I don't think they care what I think either, so there's no point lying about it or trying to get on their good books. Like, I've received plenty of PR from people who I've slated before.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of companies actually appreciate when you're honest and stuff like that.
I'll happily tell. There's a company more recently that I really didn't like the product. I thought I did, and then I used it again. I was like, you know what? I actually really don't like this.
Yeah.
And I'm more than happy to tell them. Because and that's the thing as well. Do you find companies are quite forceful? Even if they sent you something for free, or if they're offering you money, whatever, they'll be like, okay, when can we post about this? It's like, I just got it yesterday.
When I first started YouTube, yes, but now I have, because I bet I don't do sponsored jobs, because first of all, I like to control everything that goes on my channel.
Yeah.
But also, that's what the majority of companies are like. They're like, we sent you this, like, oh, one company wanted me to post a video. Let's say it was Friday, and they wanted me to post a video by Wednesday, but they'd only sent me the product on Monday, and they were like, can we have your first draft by Monday? And it's like, but I wouldn't have even tried
first
the product.
First draft of what?
Of
you
the
have
video.
To record that before you even got the product.
Exactly. And this is the thing, is a lot of brands don't care. They just want a positive thing. And a lot of people, a lot of influencers will work with that brand just for a bit of money.
I had an email. You guys won't believe some of the stuff. I had an email yesterday. And they were like, can you let us know? It was for like a makeup cleansing cloth. And they were like, can you let us know your rates for an Instagram story on a product? Can you let us know as soon as possible? Because we want you to post about it tomorrow. I was like, wait a minute. I deleted the email. I didn't reply. Yeah. I don't even want to give them a time of day. But first of all, I haven't used it. What footage? Are you going to send me footage to use on my Instagram story?
Yeah.
I don't understand. I really don't understand. We want you to post about this tomorrow. I'd never heard of you.
So one thing I learned through working through social media for both myself and two big companies is that the people that follow you, so followers, subscribers, whatever it is you're on, they are not stupid. They follow you for a reason.
Course,
they follow
the
brand for a reason. And they know exactly what fits with you. In the majority of the case, they know you better than you know yourself.
Absolutely.
So if you're going to start talking about a brand that you would have never worked with, or a product that you would never used, or you've mentioned in the past that you wouldn't use something like that, they're going to know and they won't believe you. And that's where I think integrity is way more important than getting some quick money.
Of course, absolutely.
Because it's just about being honest. And I
how
do
embarrassing.
Feel like...
Like, if I was putting this cloth on my... Have you ever... And, like, I've never used it. And someone's like, oh, do you really like it? Because people message me when I post about products saying, oh, how do you find it? And I'll gladly talk to them about it. What am I meant to say? Oh, I haven't used it.
Yeah, or like, yes, I love it. It's a great cloth.
I love this cloth. And then somebody buys it and their skin falls off the next day.
But this is one thing as well, is because... Obviously you have that, but then you have when, like, you're so passionate about a product that you love.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit different with makeup, because I guess, like, you can see how it's going to look on somebody. On, like, so, like, if you were to use, like, a purple eyeshadow, which you do.
I love.
All the time. You can see what it looks like on someone's eye. Do you mean? You can see the colour and the pigmentation. Whereas if I was to talk about serum, and I absolutely love it, skincare is so personal in that sense that
absolutely
someone might have thought I was hyping it up because of my, like, true passion for it.
Do you get a lot? I get this. If I talk about one brand in particular, I'm not saying there's a particular brand, but if I do like a one brand thing, do you get people saying a lot, oh, this is an advertised thing, even though it's not, this is a sponsored, you're being paid for this. I don't get that. That's another difficult thing. And I do get how people are like that, because I don't trust a lot of people online.
No.
And I feel like if you really like a product and you say, oh my God, I really like it, they're like, oh, you're advertising.
Yeah.
So you can't hate every single product. It has to be something you like. But I totally get where they're coming from.
Well, this is the problem, is that, like, because there are so many untruthful, dishonest influencers
out there. Yeah.
Is it the word? Who pretend they've been using a product for, like, the longest time and they haven't.
Yeah.
Of course people can have trust issues. And when you do really like something so much and you're quite knowledgeable on it as well, it also sounds like you're hitting a load of facts that the brand have asked you to talk about.
Yeah,
that makes
absolutely.
Sense.
Yeah.
So I do get it. It annoys me because I'm a very honest person, and in the UK, it's the law to say when you've been gifted something, when you've been paid to talk about something, you have to declare it. So it's both frustrating that people don't recognize that, but then it's also frustrating that, of course they don't, because people still aren't abiding to that law. And I don't know if it's different in the US, but a lot of American influencers do not say when something's
been
sponsored.
I think it's the same, but a lot of bigger influencers have said things like, there's still companies that reach out to them. And I think it was Royal Beauty Christie that recently, somebody said a company messaged her personally, not even her business email, nothing like that. And it was like a, just between you and me, do you want a little bit of money situation? And she obviously said no. But if bigger influencers are being proposed to like that, imagine somebody who's maybe not in their millions, maybe they're hundreds of thousands, and just wants to make a little bit of money.
Yeah.
Doing it, they probably would, you know?
Yeah. No, they would. I mean, when I first started YouTube, when people sent me stuff and were like, oh, we'll give you £200 to talk about this product. I'm like, yeah, fine. Like, that's great kind of thing. But I still mentioned it was sponsored.
Yeah.
And I think I maybe did like two videos. And after that, I was like, this feels really weird.
I was going to say, how do you feel about doing it? Because I was like, new to it. Yeah.
I hate it. Like, when I look back at, but there's certain videos I can't delete.
Yeah.
Because they have to remain part of the contract,
they have to,
which I didn't read because I was in newer YouTube, is that for as long as your channel's up, those videos have to be up. And I feel fine because they are decent products. Like, even back then, I would have looked at the product, but they're not ones I would have used all the time.
Yeah.
But nor do I think I proclaimed that I did, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like, it's different. It's like, after that, I didn't take on any sponsored content at all. And then the bigger I got, the more you're able to say what goes and what doesn't.
Right.
And the more you're able to say to brands, basically, I don't need this sponsorship.
Right.
If you want it, give me a month to try it, then we'll talk kind of thing.
Exactly.
Which I think is the way it should be anyway. But you can't really do that with a smaller platform if you want to make money.
Yeah. I think it's, I mean, in terms of makeup, I can use it for a second and know whether I like it or not.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to talk about my first sponsorship that I didn't actually take and cancelled, but still like shouted it out basically.
Yeah.
But so there's what are they called?
It's that shampoo company.
The Function of Beauty.
Yeah.
So they reached out to me and I'd seen them before and I'd really wanted to use them because it's like a personalized, oh, is this a free advert for them?
No, it's fine. Okay. It doesn't matter though.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah.
You're not going to send this podcast to them and be like, I talked about you for 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted to try them, and I was looking at them and thinking, like, this is amazing. You can make your own smell and whatever. It's really cute. And by the way, everyone, this is our first podcast, so we don't have any sponsors on it. So don't think we're sponsoring anything. And so they reached out to me. I was like, oh my God. And I emailed back. And I was like, yeah, I've always wanted to try this, so I'll be more than happy to. And I used it for about 3 weeks. And really liked it. Genuinely saw a difference in my hair.
Apparently meant to be amazing shampoos.
Yeah, and like my hair, like goals, whatever, was really, really good. And so they were like, I was like, okay, no, I'm happy to move on with this. Like, what do you need from me? And then I filmed it and I felt so uncomfortable even talking about a product that I actually really liked.
Was
and
it
enjoyed
a dedicated
using.
Video or just a
no,
mention?
No, it was 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And I felt ridiculous. Like, I felt like I was like, this is, I'm lying to everyone, even though I wasn't, because I really liked her product. But I just felt like, I don't know, it's just the weirdest feeling. So in the end, I was like, listen, I don't want to do it. I don't need payment. Let me give you like a shout out on my Instagram story. I'll do, it's gifted and I genuinely really like it. So I'll talk about it on my Instagram story, but I don't want to do a sponsored post.
Yeah. This is the thing as well. It's like, you get like this air of guilt about doing a sponsored post,
but
even
I don't
if it's
know
a product
why.
You really, really like.
Yeah.
Even when it's like related to skincare. Like I did a job with eNature. Like, I'm showing you the moisturizer now, which I was talking about for about 6 months before they contacted me. I was like buying out shops of the moisturizer. Even though it's a brand I've been talking about, I did the sponsor video because I love their brand. Like, I use so many of their products. But even after that, I was like, I feel really guilty about posting this sponsored thing because I don't want everyone to think I'm lying to them.
Exactly.
And it's kind of sad because it's a big part of being an influencer, take on sponsored jobs, hopefully by brands that you genuinely like.
Yeah.
But then it's kind of like a bit like, oh, I don't want people to like...
think I'm lying
or distrust me for this, or because it's that idea that a lot of people still see sponsored content as a bad thing. Like, a lot of people like see it as like, oh, you're making money. But then what a lot of people don't understand as well is ad revenue is a decent income, but we need to make money in other ways if people want to watch these videos.
It's a
difficult thing. So I have a story about a shampoo, right?
Go on.
It's I'm not going to say the brand, but it used to not be owned by a YouTuber, and now this YouTuber works for them, is pretty much the face of them, right?
Oh, I can't figure out what that is.
You won't know them because it's like a male YouTuber.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was like really into the men's space, like grooming and beard trimming and how to trim your beard.
Of course. Yeah. How to trim your beard in 10 different ways.
Five beard styles. But basically, they messaged me on a Monday in a group email, CC'd in loads of people instead of blind CC'ing in people, so I could see everyone that was included in this email.
That's not legal. That's GDPR.
I think you've made that up. don't think that's real.
It's a thing.
But basically, they were like, we're going to send you the product, and can you post a video about it on Sunday? I was like, well, I'd rather have time to try it. So it was 7 days, and to be fair, shampoo, you can kind of feel an instant difference from, but with the claims they were talking about, you'd have to give it time.
Yeah.
And if it's like it's saying that it's going to improve the quality of your hair and stuff, you need to give it longer than a week.
Exactly.
Come that Sunday, 5 channels posted the same video about the same shampoo hitting all the same points when they clearly hadn't. They would have got the product on a Wednesday. Yeah. If it had arrived on time.
Yeah.
They would have had, 2 days to film it? If you think about how long it actually takes to film and edit a video, they probably were working at the weekend. I was just like, fuck, all these people took this sponsor and they don't even like it. And they were like, it's one of the best shampoos I've used and I've been using this for a while now. It's like, no, you haven't.
No, you haven't.
Like, why are you lying about that?
Why are you lying?
But that's the thing, I'm sure, like, if everybody was like, no, like, let's do it in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah.
The brand would be like, okay, fine.
Exactly.
Fine. Yeah. But no, I've lost sponsorships through that.
Yeah. Because then it, like, for example, that Function of Beauty brand, I Googled them and then I looked them up on YouTube just to see what the sponsors were like, what other people were doing. Because again, I didn't want to be, if it's a really horrible brand that's known to do too many adverts, then I don't want to be associated with it. Like ExpressVPN, whatever it's called.
Oh, they always message me.
They message me. I'm a makeup channel. No one's interested in hiding your identity.
But then do you think, though, so this is one thing I've always thought that might be a better way to take sponsorships without losing trust of people is to take a sponsorship from something that's completely irrelevant to your channel. Like, this channel's sponsored by Audible.
I would love Audible because I use
it. I actually use Audible. I downloaded the Goosebumps audiobooks the other day.
Oh my God,
it's
amazing.
So good to go to sleep, yeah.
Yeah, but then something like, what's that game I always get asked to advertise? Gods of something.
Best Fiends. Oh no, it used to be Best Fiends, didn't it? And now it's like Gods of something.
It's like Gods of War.
Yeah.
It's like, what has that got to do with me putting on makeup?
Yeah.
Like, what, I'm going to be like, this sponsors video. Yeah.
Do they think you're sitting at home playing a mobile game, Gods of War?
I'm not playing a mobile game. I'm on my Switch.
Yeah, exactly. This is the thing as well, is I think, again, having worked for a company that reached out to influencers and made brand deals and stuff like that, I think like a lot of people now, and I don't, again, think it's the brand's fault, I think it's influencers' fault, people who take on any old job, they are not doing the work to get the right people to talk about their product.
Exactly.
And I feel like a lot of people who work in marketing and are reaching out to influencers, like influencer outreach, are literally just ticking a number of boxes. Like, oh, only 10 influencers this week to talk. I don't know how it works, but, well, I do. You used to have to get like a number of influencers with a certain amount of followers to talk about your product in that space of time kind of thing. Yeah. And I feel like nowadays people are just picking whoever.
I think the thing is, if people do have, like you said, when you first start out getting, like, I remember the first time someone offered to send me some eyelashes, I was like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever.
This is it, I made it.
Yeah. Yeah. You get really excited about having free product or a company think you're good enough to have free product.
Even knowing who you are.
Exactly. So the excitement of it, it's like, okay, I kind of owe them now. Like, I need to, you know, but. And it's only until you look like deeper into it and like into a company and like, I don't know, it makes, I don't know, it's tempting. I guess that's what it is. Mm. It's tempting to be like, yeah, this company is good because you feel like you owe them something.
Yeah. Yeah. But then that's the thing as well with gifted product is like, that is like, as much as people don't say it is, gifting an influencer product is there to butter them up. And obviously they want you to talk about their product.
Yeah, yeah.
So with every email, well, not every email, most emails I get about sending me a gift, I'm like, yes, but I can't guarantee that it'll ever make an appearance on anything. There's so many products that don't, like, either because they're crap or just because I don't get around to using them and I give them away and all that kind of stuff. But there was a big debate about whether you should declare if a product was gifted at the time as well. Do you remember?
I think you should. What's the harm? It's like telling someone you got something for your birthday. It's like, I bought this myself.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
But then as well, it's like, if I wasn't gifted this, I do like people to know that I wouldn't be buying it because I can't afford that. Like, I got one of my favorite cleansers at the moment is nearly 50 quid. I'm not going to spend 50
That's
quid on
insane.
A... Well, actually, the cleanser is really good. I probably would.
Yeah.
But like, in a normal everyday life, I wouldn't be buying that. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's nice to say this has been gifted so people have a real expectation of what I can and can't afford.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I think is like important as well. But I don't know. I just think there's so many dodgy deals nowadays and I think the law just needs to be cracked down on. as far as like, yeah. people not declaring it. And it is lying. That's when it's lying.
Oh, it's 100%
when you're
lying.
Yeah, but even if you are following the rules and you put like hashtag ad on your Instagram story, for example, and it's tiny in the corner, you can barely see it. It's like white font on a white background.
Yeah,
that pisses me off too, because it makes me, that's when I think it's a dodgy deal, because it's like, are you ashamed of that brand? Do you not want to be associated? Are you embarrassed that this is an advert? Like when I do a sponsored post, it's because I love the brand and I don't mind people, I want people to know that I'm working with them, because I'm glad that I'm working with them, because it's a cool thing to do. But it just makes me, then I kind of think like, who are these people that are doing that, and why are people following them?
I just don't understand either.
This kind of turned into like a conversation about dodgy influencer dealings.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I don't know. I guess this is the first episode.
Yeah, this is meant to be about our new favourite game, Gods of War. Play as five different characters.
Get free skin when you join. I always do that. And that's why I actually love, like, and why I kind of make these videos that is like anti-hauls, overrated products, like, you know, not worth the hype. You know, that's why I do like hits and shits every month, just to kind of show that, you know, as much as there are good stuff out there as well, there is overhyped stuff. And it's usually because they've sowed their sponsorship seed over the internet.
Exactly.
You know?
Oh, yeah. There's some things you see all the time. It's like Casper mattress in the podcast world.
Oh, I really want a Casper
mattress. I do want a Casper
mattress. It's like that Blue Apron as well. I was like, that sounds really good. Even though it can't cook. You know, their stocks went up by like 70%. They nearly went out of business because of coronavirus.
Yeah, me and Craig, we were going to order HelloFresh.
Yeah.
You're like, we're not taking orders anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You've done well.
I'll eat my hot dogs.
Yeah, hot dogs from a tin as well.
Hot dogs and soup.
What were we meant to be talking about here?
I can't remember, Jack.
But this is the thing as well. Everything we said about this, we'd love to know what you think as well from a a non-influencer perspective, from someone who doesn't know, you know, the ins and outs of the industry. What do you think? Maybe that could be our first question. What do you know? Because we've already talked about it, I guess.
We
can refer to it in the next episode.
Yeah, sure.
Like, what do you think about sponsored posts? Like, when you see one of your favorite YouTubers, Instagram, whatever, has a sponsorship, are you happy for them? Do you think it's suspicious? Do you feel like you know what your favorite influencer would really love? And when do you think you know when they're being a little bit sneaky with their sponsorship and pretending that beer they've been using, I don't know, Sugar Bear hair for a week, you know?
Yeah. And they've seen the difference.
Yeah, they've really seen the difference.
They've really seen a benefit.
I think that would be an interesting...
Let us know over at... Oh, fuck, what's it called? The Double Cleanse Podcast.
The Double Cleanse Podcast, yeah.
What's this thing called?
I think the best way to answer these is we'll post a picture with the question and we'll just go through the comments.
Yeah.
Because DMs find we won't open.
Picture.
Yeah, find that picture. So we're thinking it's three times a week we're going to have a topic, aren't we, really? And then...
Three times a week?
Oh, wait, what? Three times a month we're going to have a topic.
And
then
once a month we're
going to have a Q&A. Just in general, it could be about anything.
Yeah, you can ask us questions about the moon.
Don't ask us questions about
the moon. We don't know anything.
No idea.
I'm sponsored by the moon. I've been there, and I loved it, and I changed.
I've been there, spent a week on the moon, and I love it.
It's the best moon I've ever had.
What would be your dream sponsorship?
Oh, crap. I don't know. Let me think. You go first.
Oh, crap.
Oh, God.
I would love a sponsorship from Sanrio, and I don't know how or what would happen in any way, but I would love to, just because like they're a brand I love my whole life, and obviously they don't make any, well, they make everything.
Yeah.
But like, I would love, I don't know, just a sponsorship from them. I'd be like, I don't even want money.
Yeah. I just want things.
Just want things. Yeah.
I don't know what, I think I have... I think it's not really one brand, because I like using loads of different brands.
Mm.
But I don't know. I don't know. Disney. Oh my God, Disney, anything.
Disney.
If they were like, listen, we need you to, you need to come to Disney World when it's open and do something. I'd be like, yeah. That's me. I've been to Disney. It's my favorite Disney I've used. And that'll be my sponsorship. I'll start the video. I've been to Disney.
30 seconds at the beginning, quick. Good idea.
Yeah, anything with them. And Casper mattress.
I really want a Casper mattress. Okay, let's stop giving them like free publicity. That's what I like as well, is when brands you've talked about, like I was saying earlier, that E-Nature, Zit Sticker, two brands I talked about before they even sponsored me. I was like, you do not need to be doing this. Yeah. I was like, I've given you enough like work, doing like money's worth free, like, but you know, but then also that's not why I talk about products, but I like brands that look after the influencers that like them. Like, I'm still waiting for money from Google. I'm going to say this on this podcast. They used my video. A video I made for them. They reused it out of the contract terms. And I'm still waiting for my extra money. Because I'd made
Google,
that
Google, you're naughty.
Well,
you're naughty.
They take the piss because they're a big company.
Yeah.
And they can.
Well, here we're an exposing podcast. No, we're not.
Yeah. We're here spilling the tea on Google. Exposing everyone.
In our like upcoming episodes, we hope to focus solely on like one subject. Sorry, I just dropped a cushion and my voice went funny, like it was going to break. One second.
Why were you holding a cushion? Like how high up is it that you dropped it?
No, I have it tucked into my side.
He's been holding a cushion above his head this whole time.
Just keeps my posture right. I forgot what I was saying. Yeah, we were going to focus on like one kind of subject. It's something we get asked, like subjects we get asked a lot about as well. But we'll have a little bit more direction in what we're talking about, I guess.
Yeah, this was literally just meant to be an episode where we talk about who we are and what we hope for this podcast. It's probably going to be like 10 minutes, but we went on. So like maybe we need to talk about this like dodgy sponsorships or something.
Yeah.
As an introductory one. But it wasn't, the episodes have a lot more structure. That was just an accidental conversation.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, in the up and coming podcast, we'll have a bit of like a chat, kind of like what's new in skincare and makeup. Then we'll have our main topic where we talk about obviously our opinions and hopefully your opinions as well.
So if you're listening to this and you have no idea who we are.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking that. We introduce ourselves anyway, but you hear us talk about online quite a lot. We both have our own separate YouTube channels and Instagram, whatever. I don't know how you link things in podcasts.
I don't know. I guess we'll figure that out.
Yeah. So it's James Welsh and Robert Welsh on YouTube, basically.
Not Walsh. Not Welsh. No.
In case
you thought it was.
W-E-L-S-H. Yes, you can find us on there also. That's us. That's our lives.
Yeah, so where are we posting this? I guess we're going to post on Spotify. We're also going to be on Apple.
The iTunes, the Spotify, the anything else we can.
Yeah.
The internet.
You will find us on the internet. We won't be posting on YouTube yet because we obviously want to get traction to the podcast as a separate entity to our YouTubes. But yeah, we make this a lot because people always say that they want to hear us do a podcast as well. As well as read audiobooks, which we probably won't do.
Which we're going to do once a month.
Once a month, yeah. One page from Goosebumps book every month. It'll take 23 years to finish the book.
And it's the one where you decide what happens, so we have to wait for you to reply.
And no one has no idea what's going on. Right, I think we should end it here. I feel like we've been going on for ages, but
let's
nothing.
Say thank you. Okay.
Okay, 3 and 2 and 1.
Thank you.
That went really well.
Yeah, that went really well. Thank you for joining us for our first episode.
Yeah, well, it's just a tester. No, it's more like it was meant to be an introduction, but we just talked about a load of crap for a long time.
Thank you for joining us for our first tester introduction.
Yeah. Yeah, even the introduction is a test introduction.
Yeah, we're testing.
But next episode will be structured and there'll be music.
There'll be dancing.
Dancing and fireworks and you'll have the best time. There'll be titbits and finger foods.
Yeah, I have pretzels.
Yeah, because that's all we have. But yeah, that is it for now. I've been James Welsh.
And I've always been Robert Welsh.
Have you though?
Only when I'm being paid.
Yeah. All right. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.